You're listening to Christian Audio's production of Prayer, Communing with God in Everything by A.W. Tozer. This book is read by Joe Jeffrey. This audio recording was produced in 2016 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition issued by contractual arrangement with Moody Publishers, originally published in English as Prayer, Communing with God in Everything, Collected Insights from A.W. Tozer. Copyright 2016 by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. All rights reserved. Please visit ChristianAudio.com, Facebook.com/ChristianAudio, or Twitter.com/ChristianAudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To my beautiful wife, Barbara, and to my family and friends, who were truly my prayer partners from the inception to the completion of this work, and to my God, who divinely enabled me to pen this work. Introduction. A journey awaits. With fear and trembling, I approached this task of compiling Tozer's words on prayer and praying. I tried to avoid it, but the Spirit kept drawing me back to the riches of the topic for myself and others. While I did complete one of the first courses on prayer taught at a seminary over 30 years ago, the biggest plus of that experience was the opportunity to read a lot of books on prayer by Andrew Murray, E.M. Bounds, Ole Housby, D.L. Moody, Watchman Nee, Leonard Ravenhill, and others. In the years to follow, there were successes and failures in my prayer life. But I know that the priority of prayer and the Word of God, Acts chapter 6, verse 4, should still hold today for all saints. When one peruses the writings of Tozer on prayer, one does not find how-to manuals on prayer or exposition of famous prayers of the saints in the Bible, from Abraham to David to Daniel and to the minor prophets, nor from Stephen outside Jerusalem to Paul in Rome. The reason for these omissions may be found in Tozer's words in his book, The Counselor. Do you recall that in the times of prayer recorded in the Gospels, the only one who could stay awake was Jesus? Others tried to pray, but they came to him and said, "Teach us to pray." Luke chapter 11, verse 1. Some of the churches now advertise courses on how to pray. How ridiculous. That is like giving a course on how to fall in love. When the Holy Spirit comes, He takes the things of God and translates them into language our hearts can understand. Even if we do not know the will of God, the Holy Spirit does know, and He prays with groanings which cannot be uttered. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. These disciples were praying people. In the book of Acts, you will find them in prayer meetings. But before that, they would fall asleep. The difference was by the Spirit. Now they had great delight in prayer. With that being said, it is fairly evident that Tozer dealt with the believer's daily relationship with the Lord and how that produced effective prayer. For instance, such thoughts about the Christian's daily walk with the Lord and effective prayer come from studying Abraham's prayer for Sodom and Gomorrah, where Lot was living, as recorded in Genesis chapter 18, verses 22 through 33. Then the men turned away from there and went toward Sodom, while Abraham was still standing before the Lord. Abraham came near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you indeed sweep it away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked are treated alike? Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth deal justly?" So the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare the whole place on their account." And Abraham replied, "Now behold, I have ventured to speak to the Lord, although I am but dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city because of 5? And he said,